A new biography of the late folk artist Clementine Hunter offers a fuller portrait of her life, from domestic servant at Melrose Plantation in Natchitoches Parish to artistic fame as a widely collected painter and muralist. Co-author Tom Whitehead of Natchitoches says he visited Hunter weekly for nearly 20 years prior to her death in 1988. He says her creativity should be an inspiration to all people.
To think that Clementine Hunter has documented a way of life on a southern plantation, she was illiterate, couldn't read or write, for posterity, that insider's perspective that hasn't been done. They didn't have cameras. They didn't write. Many of them were illiterate.
Whitehead says he and co-author Art Shiver tapped a wealth of primary and secondary sources. They traveled to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, to make photocopies of the diary of writer Francois Mignon, who took up residence at Melrose. Whitehead says watching Hunter paint was one of his most memorable experiences.
Whenever Clementine painted a picture, she always first marked it with a pencil. She would draw on a painted background. Then she would go back in and paint in the people and the aprons and the flowers or whatever. So it was a layered process of painting.
Whitehead also interviewed collectors for the book. He found that they represented a wide swath of America.
There are several major collectors that had never been involved in art before. And when they saw her paintings, they became entranced with the stories she was telling. And it goes from the most elite, you know, expensive penthouses in New York to simple people out here in the country have Clementines and stories that, you know, that relate to them in many ways.
The book is titled Clementine Hunter, Her Life and Art. Whitehead will hold a book signing tomorrow at Barnes & Noble in Shreveport from 11 to 1.